Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for Donald J. Trump. Or is it? It depends on whether you believe that the path to the presidency is laid out for the former president based upon more and more and more indictments and more legal challenges. He sent out a letter, President Trump did, today. And it's an extraordinary letter. I'll share it with you. But it's developed an extraordinary response. There have now been responses from Kevin McCarthy and from Ron DeSantis and from Will Hurd and many of the other candidates for president, Nikki Haley. What it means is that, at least according to Trump, he has been notified by the special prosecutor, by Jack Smith, that he is going to be indicted again. And this time on a much, much more serious basis than the hush money indictments with porn stars that were part of that New York City indictment. It's going to mean more than the Florida indictments by the Jack Smith office, the special prosecutor's office, having to do with the mishandling of classified documents. Because what this has to do with is trying to block the results of a legal American election. And President Trump rightly says this has never happened before. Yeah, it's never, ever happened before that anyone has actually tried to use the force of a riot to actually block the legally mandated results of an election that had already, at that time of the riot, been cleared by more than 60 court cases. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Here is the letter that was put out by President Trump this morning. And it may have been last night because he does work very late at night. And this says, wow, on Sunday night, while I was with my family, having just arrived from the Turning Point event in Florida, where I won the straw poll against all other Republican candidates with 85.7%. This was for Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's organization, where they also voted 95.8% against supporting Ukraine. In any event, where I won the straw poll against all other Republican candidates with 85.7%, with all polls showing me leading in the Republican primary by very substantial numbers, almost everyone predicting that I will be the Republican nominee for president. And as I am leading Democrat Joe Biden in the polls by a lot, horrifying news, that's in capital letters, for our country was given to me by my attorneys. Deranged Jack Smith, the prosecutor with Joe Biden's DOJ, sent a letter, again, it was Sunday night, exclamation point, stating that I am a target, capital letters, of the January 6th grand jury investigation and giving me a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. He would go to the grand jury to try to give his side of the story. That's the whole idea, because the grand jury is going to make up its mind about whether it's going to indict him for, serious things like seditious conspiracy, the kind of thing that really can send you to jail for a long time. He says, this almost always means an arrest and indictment. You betcha. You should be getting used to this, Donald. I mean, come on. This is the third time's the charm, and you know that there's going to be a fourth time. And in fact, he acknowledges that. He says, nothing like this has ever happened in our country before, or even close. They illegally spied on my campaign. They attacked me with a totally fake dossier that was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. Impeached me twice. I won. They failed on the Mueller witch hunt, no collusion. They failed on the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the 51 intelligence agents fraud, the FBI Twitter files, the DOJ Facebook censorship, and every other scam imaginable. But on top of all that, they have now effectively indicted me three times. The DOJ staffed and runs the DA's office in Manhattan. No, it really doesn't. With a probable fourth coming from Atlanta, where the DOJ are in strict and possibly illegal coordination with the district attorney, whose record on murder and other violent crime is abysmal. Now, all in caps, this witch hunt is all about the election interference and a complete and total political weaponization of law enforcement. It is a very sad and dark day for our nation. Okay, it may be a sad and dark day for our nation, and I think it is, but one of the things that President Trump clearly believes that this is going to help him raise more money and help boost his campaign, like the other two indictments have done. He goes on to say in his letter, "Under the United States Constitution, I have the right to protest an election that I am fully convinced," here we go, "was rigged and stolen, just as the Democrats have done against me in 2016 and many others have done over the ages." No one has. No one has. There has never been an election where there were serious people who said, no, the election's going to have to be overturned. We're going to have to do it again. The only one who really took that seriously was Robert Kennedy Jr., saying that Bush had stolen the election in 2004. But the idea that many others have done over the ages, forget it. But the Democrats have gone much further than has ever happened before. They cheated on the elections. Rather than looking at the cheaters, capital letters, the weaponized DOJ and the FBI target and harass those who complain about the cheaters and the massive fraud that took place. The prosecutor involved in this case, and likewise the boxes hoax, the Manhattan and Atlanta district attorneys, the New York attorney general, etc., has been overturned unanimously in the Supreme Court, headed and caused the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, and failed miserably in his prosecution of John Edwards, where the case was forced to be dropped along with numerous other catastrophes. He has had a vicious but disastrous career. He's talking about Jack Smith here. And is known biased and obsessed Trump hater, as is his family, whether it's their failure to mention the Presidential Records Act, prosecutorial misconduct, their dominance of the Manhattan DA, including the fact that a Hillary Clinton lawyer, Mark Pomerantz, left a top Democratic law firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother to join the DA's office and become a prosecutor against me, and then quit against all odds, regulations, rules, and laws when the office would not prosecute. He wrongfully wrote a book while working at the office and is now under scrutiny, or a perfect phone call made to many lawyers and a Secretary of State. He's talking about now the Atlanta prosecution. Without any protestation of my call, of course it was a perfect call, right? Because nothing that was said was wrong. It was clearly a complaint about an election. These are all hoaxes and scams made to stop me from fighting for the American people, but I will never stop. Okay, but the letter eventually does stop, and people have reacted to it. One of the best reactions that I've heard so far is from Will Hurd, the former Republican conservative congressman from Texas, who was one of the few black Republicans in Congress. He said in his tweet, "January 6th was a dark day for democracy. Trump's inaction then and now being a target in the investigation proves he is not fit for office. Our country deserves leaders who will put the Constitution and the American people above all else." The big question that Trump has never answered, and there's a huge one, that has to do with the letter and the accusations against him on January 6th. What is that big question, which I don't think he ever will answer, but should be compelled to, in fact? We will get to that in just a moment. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you.
Michael Medved.
You're a disgrace.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the large tendency by most Republicans in Congress, most of the Republicans in the presidential campaign, has been to basically attack the Biden administration. They're Republicans, after all. That's the right partisan thing to do. to attack the Biden administration for weaponizing charges against President Trump, rather than talking about what it is that is the problem with Trump's situation regarding January 6th. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But the one thing that I was asking about was that big question that Trump has never, ever answered. And it's the biggest question about this January 6th thing. It didn't just happen. I mean, this was planned very clearly. There were tens of thousands, some people say over 50,000 people who came out and actually heard Trump speak outside the White House and to urge people to go up to the Capitol building. The big question for President Trump that he's never even hinted an answer is, what did he expect would happen? In other words, he did say that he wanted to march along with the people, to walk up to the Capitol building with them. But then what? Okay, you go up to the Capitol building, there are a bunch of police defending the Capitol building. They had been notified, at least some police, large numbers of Capitol police and D.C. local police. No one had called out the National Guard. But given the fact that people were very, very upset, and they had been made more upset by the series of speeches by John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's speech was particularly awful. And by President Trump, they had been led to believe that an election was being stolen. And we were right in the process of the legal procedure to certify that election. Once they got up to the Capitol building, and supposedly Trump is supposed to be along with them, what did he expect would happen? Did he expect there would be no attempt to crash into the Capitol building and stop the proceedings? Is that a reasonable expectation after he is saying that we need some courage from Mike Pence? Mike Pence, by the way, is going to be joining us on the show a little bit later today, as will Henry Olson, who says that, hey, don't say that DeSantis is through. He still has a good shot. Meanwhile, Jay, in Everett, Washington, you have a shot. You're on the Medved Show.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Can you hear me all right? I'm in Washington.
I hear you fine. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, Mike, okay. Been with you since day one when you were local, remember? I'm a little further down the dial. I mean, I've been with you a long time. But I have a question.
Thank you.
Trump supporter. Yes, sir. I have a question for you. Okay. Help me out with this. There's documented beyond any dispute that on January 4th, Donald J. Trump, as president, called the Pentagon and asked them about sending troops, National Guard troops, to guard the White House, guard the Washington D.C. Of course, he has to get permission from Muriel Bowser. They have to request that officially, and Nancy Pelosi. It is documented beyond measure that those two individuals turned Donald J. Trump's request for to encircle that area with National Guard troops to head off what he heard was coming. So that combined with the fact that he said that your voice is heard peacefully and patriotically. Peacefully, that word. How do you think there's going to be any chance of a conviction on Donald Trump? Please.
Okay, first of all, the story that you're telling is one that's out there about him calling the Pentagon and talking. First of all, the Pentagon wouldn't be it because there's this thing called posse comitatus. You can't just order the army out for a domestic disorder without declaring some kind of martial law. And he wasn't going to do that. The real question here would be, if that is true, then Trump should sort of have brought that up immediately and should bring it up now. And the other question is, if he was concerned about protecting the Capitol building, why did he not do what his aides, and there are many, many of them, including his son-in-law, said they asked him to do, which was to make a statement, go on TV, to issue a tweet, to somehow communicate, please don't do this, don't fight the police, please go home. I said peacefully, I said patriotically, to deal with that. In other words, the president didn't have to make the arrangement in advance to have the Capitol building guarded. What he needed to do was on the day of the attack, before evening, and it wasn't until evening that he finally said something, like time to go home. And that was after the injuries and the destruction and the interruption of the legal process of certifying the election. But let me tell you, I am very sure if what you believe to be true, Jay, is true, and it could be, it's entirely possible that it could be, that Trump's attorneys and his legal team and his defenders will bring that up very enthusiastically, just as you did. I appreciate your listening, and thanks for your call. This is from a Washington Post story. It says that Trump did an interview with Fox News, and he said that I definitely gave the number of 10,000 National Guardsmen and said, I think you should have 10,000 of the National Guard ready, Trump said. They took that number, from what I understand. They gave it to the people at the Capitol, which is controlled by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And I heard they rejected it because they didn't think it would look good. But it turns out a Vanity Fair reporter was embedded with Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller and his top aides during the period leading up to the insurrection. That real-time access provided a different version than the account offered by Trump and his former chief of staff. During a meeting on Iran with Miller on the evening of January 5th, Trump suddenly shifted direction, Vanity Fair reported. So this is what Jay and Everett brought up is something, it's why you have a trial, frankly. Speaking of a trial, there's no question that Ron DeSantis has been going through one. Not only some pretty nasty attacks from Trump, but also the difficulty is when Trump is the most popular figure in the Republican Party, and there are at least a third of all Republicans who are very, very loyal to him, what does DeSantis do to revive his campaign or to strike back at some of the attacks that Trump has been very eager to make on him? There's a piece by Henry Olson of the Washington Post that says, hey, don't write Mr. DeSantis off, Governor DeSantis off. He can still win this thing. How? Henry Olson will be telling us. He's from Religion and Public Policy Center and Washington Post, coming right up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. House Democrats say it's not surprising Donald Trump could soon be facing a federal indictment in the special counsel's investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot.
Time and time again, our focus was to seek the truth and to make sure that there's accountability.
Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar told reporters today he appreciates the work of the Justice Department and believes the agency is focused on holding people accountable. Retail sales rose slightly in June. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.2% last month, which is less than expected. Economists had forecast a 0.5% increase. Retail sales minus autos and gas rose 0.6%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Henry Olson, who is a Washington Post columnist. He's a senior fellow at the Outstanding Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., and he is the Thomas W. Smith Distinguished Scholar in Residence at Arizona State University, at least for the winter-spring 2023 semester. Henry's also the author of a brand new column, which is posted up at our website. It's titled, Don't Count Out DeSantis Yet. He has plenty of time to gain momentum. And to give historical backing for what you're arguing, Henry, you use a couple of examples. Why is Barack Obama relevant here?
Well, Obama is relevant because, like DeSantis, he was taking on somebody who was nationally known and well-liked within his party, Hillary Clinton. He trailed Clinton for every national poll in 2007. In fact, he didn't start leading her in national polling averages until after March of 2008, when he had already been winning upset victories in some of the early primaries. So you take a look and you say, okay, a guy who took on Hillary Clinton took months to build up the momentum to be able to reach parity with her. Why should we expect Ron DeSantis to be any better or have an easier job against Donald Trump?
Well, I remember there was a similar episode involving Rick Perry back when he was running against Mitt Romney. Rick Perry came in, everybody assumed he had been elected three times as governor of Texas. I think he was the longest serving governor of Texas ever. He's about to have his record broken by Abbott, but we'll see about that. But when Rick Perry came in, they had a picture of gigantic combat boots, cowboy boots, stomping on the other competition. What happened to change the idea that Rick Perry was a sure thing for the nomination?
Yeah, I mean, Perry led Romney in the national average by over 10 points within a couple of weeks of announcing in September. And he crashed down so that he was 20, you know, significantly behind within 6 weeks. And it's because when he was actually campaigning, he was proven to be somebody who didn't appeal to very many Republican voters, that the hype was a lot greater than the reality. So campaigning matters, and that's what the rush to judgment on DeSantis is refusing to acknowledge. Campaigning can reveal weaknesses, and campaigning can build strength. And we've got months to go until people will be seriously deciding in the early states who they're going to vote for. I think that we should let DeSantis and the others have time to campaign.
If you were advising the DeSantis campaign, what do you think is essential for him to turn this thing around? You point out that he hasn't actually lost ground to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's maintained about the same position where Trump is 20 points ahead. So to actually change that dynamic, to change the momentum of the race, how does he do it?
So the biggest thing to understand about the race is that both DeSantis and Trump are well-liked. I saw a poll recently that said that among Republicans, Trump had about a 72% favorability rating. DeSantis, like 67 to 69. What that means is there's a lot of people who like DeSantis and like Trump. What DeSantis has to do is keep hammering on that and persuade those people that whether or not they like Donald Trump, he's the better choice. And that's going to take months to do. He shouldn't do what the media wants him to do, which is take on Donald Trump and beat Chris Christie from the Sunshine State. That's a suicide mission. Nor should he try and run away from the Trumpian consensus in the Republican Party, which is what people like Nikki Haley are trying to do, bring back an old Republican Party. He needs to focus like a laser on the people who like Trump, like him, and persuade them over time that they should vote for him rather than Donald Trump.
What about the announcement today that apparently there are new indictments about to come down regarding January 6th through the special prosecutor Jack Smith? And Trump, in his letter today, even said that he was expecting a fourth set of indictments from Fannie Wallace in Fulton County, Georgia, concerning his efforts to overturn the Georgia election. It just does seem from the tone of Trump's letter, he believes that the more he is indicted, the stronger his support is going to be. That's the belief operating principle of the Trump campaign, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, and time will tell. Look, fundamentally, you can't look at the Republican electorate as a unified group. Like any other collection of millions of people, there's factions. There are people who love Donald Trump. They will never be moved off of Donald Trump. And for them, every indictment ratifies their belief. Then you've got those people who could move away from Trump. These are the people who like Trump, like DeSantis, and aren't already locked in. And the question is, over time, not immediately, but over time, like by November or December, do these people think that this is a negative for Trump, even if it's unfair, and begin looking at DeSantis? And I think there's a 50% chance that those people do. We just won't know.
Your colleague at the Washington Post, George Will, had a column 2 days ago where it said, it's not going to be Trump, it's not going to be DeSantis either. Have you talked to George? Do you know who he believes has the best shot of coming up through the middle and actually making up for the fact that neither of these two guys is wildly popular outside the Republican Party?
Yeah, I have not spoken with George about this. He's a smart man. I respect his judgment. I think he's wrong about that. And the reason why is that the center of the Republican Party is Trump light, which is, say, they like Trump style, they like a fighter, they're upset about cultural issues. And the question is, who in the Republican Party besides Trump and DeSantis have credibility with this group? I don't see anybody running who has credibility with that group, which is why when you have Trump matched with one-on-one races against everyone else, he gets 65% of the vote. If George can point to somebody who has credibility with that group, and with the establishment of the Republican Party, then I'll say that somebody besides Trump or DeSantis does have a shot. But until I see the person, I'm going with the two people who I know have credibility, and those are Trump and DeSantis.
What about the impact of these indictments on Trump for President Biden? Do you believe it hurts President Biden? There's all this talk of him weaponizing the Department of Justice and the FBI, and that his real persecution of Trump is an attack on Trump's 75 million loyal followers. Does it hurt Biden?
I think a lot of those 75 million loyal followers, or at least people who voted for him, believe that now. I think people who voted for Biden could be made to feel uneasy about those indictments and other things. You know, like you take a look about the information coming out about how government personnel communicated with Twitter and with other online entities to try and suppress news stories, particularly during the pandemic, but also during the election. I think those sort of charges will hurt Biden more if they're made by somebody other than Donald Trump, which is, say, if Trump isn't the nominee. But I think they're already proving to be a two-edged sword for the president.
Henry Olson, his columnist, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Mike Pence about his reaction to these new charges against President Trump. And we'll also be speaking to Nicholas Kristof, who's just back from a tour of Ukraine with some amazing conclusions. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water, and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Want me to discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we read you most of, not the entire thing, of the statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, a statement attacking the deranged, that's his word, prosecutor Jack Smith, who apparently has sent the Trump forces a letter asking President Trump to come forward and answer some questions and to make his case about his handling of January 6th. And it's very, very difficult for me to imagine anybody looking at Trump's handling of that situation and saying, "That well done, nice job. It worked out great." You could say that about Mike Pence, who's going to be joining us later, because he came back, he reconvened the both houses of Congress, because he's president of the Senate, he's constitutionally assigned to do it, to finish certifying the election. This is after the rioters were cleared away. But during the 5 hours that basically there was a pitched battle, with they've estimated it's hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to the Capitol building. With all that happening, Trump wasn't doing anything. He was listening to people like Mark Meadows and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and other people are saying, "Hey, you got to do something to send these people home," and the president didn't, which could be a legal problem. And what kind of legal problem? And will this also get pushed off until after the election, which is one of the questions they have about the upcoming trial about the mishandling of classified documents? Who knows? But the support for Trump from most of his fellow Republicans has been consistent and enthusiastic. And that is in part true of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who's third in line to the presidency, right after President Biden and Kamala Harris. Then you have Kevin McCarthy. He said this about President Trump and his situation with the upcoming indictments. At least that's what Trump suggests, from the special prosecutor's office concerning January 6th. This is clip 16.
Well, I guess under a Biden administration, Biden America, you'd expect this. If you noticed recently,
President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent. It's time and time again. I think the American public is tired of this. They want to see equal justice, and the idea that they utilize this to go after those who politically disagree with them is wrong.
Okay, and then again, hard to imagine that, and this is the basic point, I think, on Jack Smith's side, which is that they have had over 500 now of either guilty verdicts or plea bargains or guilty pleas. 500 people who are in trouble with the law and are having to pay a cost for all of this, sometimes in very long prison terms. The Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, is sentenced to 18 years in prison. So how is it possible, if there's evidence that President Trump was raising money for this big demonstration against the election, that he was, in fact, insistent at one point that he was going to take a car, he was stopped by the Secret Service, he was going to be with the people marching on the Capitol building? What was it he was planning to do? And how is it fair if Stuart Rhodes, who also never actually went onto the Capitol building, he never hit a police officer, but he's sentenced to 18 years. And he was doing, he believes, what he wanted, the president wanted him to do. And the same is true as the other 500 people who have been paying fines and prison terms and more. There is this response from Ron DeSantis, who is still the runner-up in the polling for the presidential nomination for the Republicans. He was studiedly and very deliberately moderate in his response to Trump's target letter. He was in South Carolina, where he was signing up as a candidate for the South Carolina primary. This is Governor DeSantis.
There's a difference between being brought up on criminal charges and doing things. Like, for example, I think it was shown how he was in the White House and didn't do anything while things were going on. He should have come out more forcefully, of course that. But to try to criminalize that, that's a different issue entirely. And I think that we want to be in a situation where, you know, you don't have one side just constantly trying to put the other side in jail.
See, part of what a lot of people are not focused on here is apparently one of the things that may be coming. I don't know this because I don't have any inside sources with the special prosecutor's office, but the reports are that they're also looking at the Trump fundraising operation. Trump raised, after the election, $250 million at least to overturn the election. And if he was saying things that he knew to be untrue, that he knew to be lies, if he was saying things like, oh, yeah, we have a good chance, we're making terrific progress, and we can prove that those voting machines, those voting machines were crooked and they were being manipulated from Italy somewhere, and if he did, And there appears to be evidence that he did make those kind of pitches and raise money on that basis, that's wire fraud. And that may be one of the charges against him, and may be the most serious of all the charges against him. Brendan Buck, with the Institute of Politics at Harvard, was formerly a counselor to Speaker Ryan, Paul Ryan, to Speaker John Boehner, to President George W. Bush. He had this to say about the situation with the latest charges coming out about President Trump. Clip 78.
Look, I get that Ron DeSantis is frustrated that his campaign is sort of being defined by Donald Trump and he's having to respond to Donald Trump. But welcome to politics in the Republican Party in the year 2023. What did you expect? I mean, I'm sorry you have to talk about how your opponent is about to get indicted again. Jump in. I mean, this is the opportunity. Look, there are a lot of reasons people run for president. Some of them are not to win. Some of them are BVP, get a cabinet, sort of establish themselves for next time. I think Ron DeSantis is in this race to actually win. And I think he needs to understand to do that. At some point, if you're going to beat Donald Trump, you're going to have to be an anti-Trump candidate on some level. And so at some point, hopefully now, you know, once again, an indictment, you see this as an opportunity. But the wishy-washy, have it both ways is not going to serve anybody. It's going to upset Trump people, but it's not going to get you very far with anybody who's looking for a strong leader. It does not demonstrate any strength. And that's what Republican voters want right now, strength.
And the difficulty is they like the strength that President Trump displays, and they like some of what President Trump did in office, most of what he did in office. And that means that, yes, they want strength from an alternative to Trump, but they don't want strength against Trump. Nobody is assuming that Chris Christie, who has been extremely entertaining and very, very energetic in his attacks on President Trump, no one believes that that's really a path to the nomination, and it probably isn't. There's more in terms of reactions, a piece of legislation regarding these new charges against President Trump, introduced by Matt Gaetz, one of his strong allies. And another reaction from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who increasingly seems to be interested in a vice presidential nomination with President Trump. We'll also be talking about Nikki Haley's response and more. But first up, Nick Kristof, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the New York Times, has just come back from a trip to Eastern Europe with some fascinating conclusions. And he actually talked to heads of state, people who lead some of those countries that are right on the verge of the battle between Russia and Ukraine. What's the information he brings back? We'll be speaking to Nick Kristof coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.